We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Moitze Shivrei Tzlamim Harel Matarim. If you find a broken statue, a broken tzelem, the halacha is that it is mutter. Now, who are going to? So either going to our mayor, which our mayor holds every tzelem's also, so if you find the broken one, it's mutter. And according to the Rabbana, we're talking about, let's say, it had a makal on its hand. And he found that it was broken. The halacha is that it's mutter. And we'll see in the Gemara why it's mutter. It's totally in some sveikas. We'll see in the Gemara why, but it looks like a broken tzelem is mutter. Motza tavnis yada tavnis regel. If you found a big limb of this tzelem, and the derech is sometimes a person will worship a hand or a foot. Sometimes there is some people who will worship such avodah zarah, and therefore it's still a chash avodah zarah. Again, we'll have to see the Gemara explain what's the pshat, something they're breaking, why is it not avodah zarah anymore, and we'll have to automatically explain tavnas yad as well. So we'll go right into it. Zok the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, afilu shivrei avodah zarah, which means the tzelem is a case where it's a suffix. But we're saying, comes to Shmuel and says like this, even if it's a vaday avodah zarah, Imamish, there's the avodah zarah called a dogoin, we had the plishtin, right, there was a mermaid, it was imamish the avodah zarah, and it broke, zok Shmuel, it's mutter. So what's the pshat in that? So there's one pshat is, because we'll see it later on, Zaman Yama holds that if avodah zarah breaks by itself, we could assume that the guy was mevatelet, because he says to himself, if the avodah zarah couldn't protect itself, it's not going to protect me either, and therefore he's mevatelet. That's one pshat, like Rosh Lakish. That Shmuel holds, like Rosh Lakish holds, nishbar maleha is batel. Another pshat is, which the Ram brings down, is that the pshat is that here we choshed the guy himself broke it. The Ran's lashon that he says there, he says, if you see a broken avodah zarah, you assume the guy went ahead and crushed it. And if he crushed it, that alone is a maisa bittel. And like we learn in Sugis Barichas on Daf Mem Beis, that a guy can mevatel avodah zarah. A Yisrael can't, but a guy could be mevatel avodah zarah. So Shmuel says that a filu shivri avodah chavim, if you find it broken, it is mutter. And we said two pshatim in that. But in any case, he says that's mutter. Right, the Gemara, our Mishnah is not like that. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Dafka Shivrei Tzlamim, which was a suffix. There it's mutter if it's broken. But not Shivrei Tzlamim. It doesn't show us a bigger chiddush. Even Shivrei Avodah Zarah is mutter. So tomorrow, no. Why didn't the fellow Shivrei Avodah Zarah? Be'etzim, it could have said even Shivrei Avodah Zarah is mutter. But how do you tell Shivrei Tzlamim? Why did it say Shivrei Tzlamim? Mishnah, the Gaboyle missed the Sefer. Because you want to say something in the Sefer that what? Matzah Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regal Reel Asurim, Mishnah Nevad. Therefore, we say even by tzlamim, that will be awesome because tavas yada tavas regal. That will be awesome. So we have to explain that also, which Shmuel will explain in a second. In any case, we're saying that Shmuel said even if a Yochav himself breaks, it's mutter. And Mishnah says tavas tzlamim because Mishnah wants to say the second half that even by tzlamim, motzah tavas yada is awesome. Tanan, motzah tavas yada tavas regal, surim, rechus maneva, and the kash is why it's broken, but my faith demar tapim alf on base, vaho. Shvarim ninu, they're broken into pieces, and if they're broken into pieces, so then why in the world is it also? And for the Gemara, Tirgum HaShmuel, Ba'im Dim Al Bisisam. So there's two pshatim in this. I'm going to go with Taisa pshat right now, that it means that you found it with a base. You know, sometimes there's like a statue with a base. I'm saying, again, I hate making sports references, but sometimes, I never saw this, but like, you know, you get the Cy Young Award. I don't think it's a picture of a person. Maybe it's a picture of an arm. Probably not. Probably is a picture of it. But let's say, you know, you get there's an arm attached to a base. That's already like a Chash Vazach, so it's possible to be a Vedizar. So it's more of the answer like this. It wasn't a Shvarim. It was Oyin Dimal Bisasam. The reason why the safe is Aser is because it was on a base. It was on a base. That's why it's awesome. That's the way Tosfos learns the pshat. Tosfos demands about Indom b'sasam. If you look at Tosfos, he says l'kach nirei tam l'farish yeshlam base moishav rochav shiyosh below levadam ve'in nirim kushvarim. And there was l'kach nirei tchila nasam. It was made beginning like that. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi sounds like he learns that you left it on its base, which means that every avodah has a base, and you found this shever on the base. So therefore, you found it on the base. So that's what gives it a... It seems like you're still being machshavit. Tyson liked that pshat. It says lashon matzah. You usually don't find it somewhere else with its base, original base. Tyson liked the pshat so much. But in any case, we'll go with Tyson's pshat that he found it with a base attached to it. So again, so now the Mishnah is gizmak. The Mishnah is saying this. The Reish is saying if you find a broken statue and if Shmuel means he found broken by Zara, it's mutter. I the Sefer says you find a yada or regel, so then the halacha is mutter. The Teretz is that's not sure because there it's attached to a base, so it's not a shavarim, it's not a broken piece, it's not a shavarim tzalim, it's a piece that was made like that, and therefore there's a chash. You just have to know what the havamina was to say pshat. I told the Gemara's kasha, you have to know what the havamina, like, what's pas pshat in the Mishnah? Before you knew this teretz, we only said this teretz because we have kasha on Shmuel. What was pas pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, shivrit shlomim is mutter, tavis yad is aser. Like, what was pas pshat in the Mishnah? Before, like, we had a kasha on Shmuel, what was pas pshat? So Tosfos asks Kasha, and he says, you could have said the Pshat is like this. The Reish is talking about a Tselem, and the Sefer is talking about a Zara. That's why it's worse. That's what you could have learned. Before Shmuel came along, you could have learned the Mishnah Beautiful. The Reish says a Tselem, which is not about the Zara. They're broken helps. The Sefer is talking about a Zara, and they're a broken doesn't work. That's what you could have learned the Mishnah. That's what Tosfos says. But now that Shmuel said that the Reish is even by the Zara, what's Pshat in the Sefer? And now we're answering, Oim de Mal Bisasim. Yeah, you don't like the Tais Pshat? You have a kasha because you're right now about the Kubishakar. Yeah. So the Maravaita, Itma. Now we go to Machlokes we referenced before. Itma. Avodas Chavim Shishtabar Lev is Chavim that broke by itself. Rabbi Yechon Omar Asura. That means you have Avodas Zara and it fell apart by itself. Rabbi Yechon said it's still awesome. Rishim Rolak Hashem Motara. Spirechon Omar Asura, Dolay Batla. Avodas Zara until you have Vatla, it has a shame of Avodas Zara. Shemalak Hashem and Mutaris, you know why Mistoma Batul Mevatle? Mistoma is a Vatle. Meima Omar Ian Avshalay Atzla. He couldn't save itself. Who Gavra Masla thinks to save me? Therefore, Shemalak says that it's Mutter. Now, what exactly is Shemalak is that because it broke, he's Mevatlet, or it's automatically a Bittle. So it sounds like it's automatically a Bittle, even Machshava. Once I have this Machshava that this thing can't help me, that alone gives it a Bittle. So big Machloikas over here, if something breaks by itself, is it Bottle or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not Bottle, you're Bottle. Shlokas says, yeah, that it is Bottle because it broke by itself, and you say to yourself, this is not really worth much. So now we have a bunch of kashas on Shlokas. Eisver Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas. It says in the Sefer Shmuel, where when they brought the Arayin to war, which was a terrible thing, the Plishtim captured the Arayin. And they brought the Arayin into the base of Avodah Zarah. The next morning they woke up and they found the Avodah Zarah crushed to the floor. It says, Vashkimu b'boiker mimacharas. They woke up the next morning. V'hinei dogoin, where dogoin was their Avodah Zarah. Dogoin is like a fish, it's like a mermaid. Noifu l'fanav artza l'fnei Arayin Hashem. It was sitting there on its face in front of the Rosh Hashem. And now when it's sitting on its face, but Rosh Dagon, the head, which they kapais, and its two flaps, fins, Yodov, Shtei Kapais Yodov, Krusois Elamiftom. Its two hands were cut off and sitting on the front stoop. Rak Dagon Nisholov. Just the body was left over. So that's what it says. And it says after that, V'chsiv, it says after that, Akein, they don't walk on the front stoop anymore because this fell down. Sounds like it still had a shame of Avodah Zarah, and since it carried their Avodah Zarah, so they didn't step on it. So you see, a broken Avodah Zarah by itself, it's not bittel because according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a bottle. On Malay, so Shulchan Aruch answers, "Misham Raya, it's not Raya. Hasam Shemanichin es Adagoyin." There, they said to themselves that the Sar Avodah Zarah left the Dagon va'ivdim es ha-mifton. The Amahachi, they leave the Dagon, they worship the Mifton. Why? The Amahachi, Shafki Isrei is their Sar. Shafki Isrei le Dagon va'osa esiv le ha-mifton. The Sar left the Dagon and went to the Mifton, and that's why they worship the Mifton. They don't worship the Mifton because the Dagon had Shemavai Zarah and landed on it. The other one that broke, they lost the faith into the Dagon. But they said the Sar went now to the Mifton. Therefore, it's not a Kasha on a Shlokas. And more about another Kasha, a Vesvet. Hamoisei Shivrei Tzlamim, if you find broken Tzlamim, Harei Lumataram. Now, Tzlam, remember, is something that's a Suffolk. We don't know, tell him if it's a Vodizara or not. And that's Mutta. Mash, Ma'adiyak. Hoshav Re'avayis Chavim. But if it would be a Vodizara Mamish that broke, Asurim. So this is a Kasha on Rosh Lakish. So, the slum itself is also a slum like Aramea. So, what would Mishnah be saying? Mishnah is saying like this, that slumim that break are also. And we're saying, if it would be not the big deek, why is it slum? Say, but if it would be a whole tzelem, it would be also a slum like Aramea. Now, what comes out of the what? Aramea holds that's a real Avodah Zarah, tzelem. Still, if it breaks, it's mutter. So now it's a kasha really on Rabbi Yechanan now. That's if it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, because why when it breaks, it's a mutter. So that's what Mara says. Break the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbein Ishmael Rabbanon, Lava Rameh, it's Lom Masurim. And Stol, Shivriat, it's Lom Mutarim, Lurabbanon, it's Chavim Nami, he has Surah, over there is Asam Amish, Vishvaram Matarim, it's mutter. So why don't we learn out from here that Shivriat, Slom, Shivriat, Chavim is Mutataka? Mara Hoki Ashta. Hasam ema avdom emelay avdom. The reason why it sounds mutter zaker veichanon is I'll tell you why it's mutter. Because there it's a svek sveka. We don't know if it worshipped it. It didn't worship it. And tmsleima avdom. And if he did worship it, emer batlom. Maybe he would vatl it. But if it's chavim, but if it's zara mamish, vaday avdu it. For sure, but it's zara. Me emer the batla. If it's sofik vaday, in some it's the vaday. Zaker veichanon. I'll tell you my pshat and my shita. Slomim, even if you're a mayor, is a suffix. We hold also, no question about it. But it's only because of suffix. Now it broke, we're not sure if we're vatal. So it's a sex faker. Suffix, if it's a vizar or not. And even if it's a vizar, maybe a vatal. Mashenkein, by a real avizar, that's already a worshipped avizar, there you have one suffix. Was it vatal or not? That you can't be made already. Why? Because ain't suffix moits with avada. So that's the. Then I want to go into a few different riots to ain't suffix moits with avada. Take a little break and we'll come back to Rechon and Shlokosh. Right tomorrow, Kashon, the ain't Sofik Meitz Devadai, is a Sofik can't be Meitz Devadai, I don't know the right, so. Chover Shemeitz, a Chover is someone who's very makkel on Trumas and Meitzers, he died. Veniach Magur Malaya Paris, he left over a whole basket of Paris. Now, they're a Tevel, the Tevel Vadai Tevel. Safila Han Hein Bnei Yoimam, even if they're from today, Harei Mecheskes Mesukonim. You could assume they took off Trumas and Meisras. And where's the problem? V'hocha, the Vaday Tvilitz, V'shua Tevel, and Sofik, Asrinu, Sofik, we took Meisr, Sofik, Lo Yisrinu, Sofik didn't take Meisr, V'ka'osi, Sofik, Moitz Devaday, comes a Sofik, Moitz Devaday, you just told me that Sofik, then Moitz Devaday, by Vezara, here we see Sofik, Moitz Devaday, so I'm going to say two truths to him. One terror is like this, Hosham, Vaday, V'vaday, it's not a Sofik, the Vaday Asrinu, he for sure took Meisr, Rav Chanina, Chazal. He does not allow anything that's not masukun from his hands. And therefore, he 100% took off Meiser. Because he would never leave his thing wrapping masukun. And like Tosfos speaks out, Yishalmi says, he died here. If he died on a business trip, then obviously it wouldn't be a raya. But he died over here. He died on site. And there's no way he would have left it. It's a vada. He for sure took of mice, even if it's Benyamin. So that's why it's called a vada vada. That's called Sofik vada. That's what Mara says. That's how strong a chaver is that it's a vada. The boy is saying, Nachat Haaretz is that who said for sure it's Tavel? Sofik v'sofiku. Ef she da avad ke Rav Oishia. The Omar. So the halacha is that something is only chayiv and becomes chayiv and mice, which means it becomes Tavel midaraisa. When? When you do meruach, which means you finish up the pile, it's gemar, it's finished, and then it means the wheat kernels are finished. Then you bring it into your house, the front door. Then it becomes chayiv and meisim. But if you bring it through a window before it's finished, and you finish it in your house, then the halacha is that you're not chayiv and meisim. So it's a shtick you want to do that you can not be chayiv ma'aser midaraisa. Now you're still chayiv midarabanan. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is like this: that something is chayiv ma'aser, you're not allowed to eat arai from it. Even take one or two from it, you're not allowed to do. But if it's only midarabanan, it's only issa kva, which means to sit down on a sudan, then you can't do. So you gain to eat arai. And what's another nafkamina? Every time a behemoth eats from it, it's called arai. Every time you serve your behemoth with it, it's called arai. So you can gain giving your behemoth without ma'aser. You bring it through the window. Or if you bring it before, it's nigmar din. There's two ways to do it. Either you can bring it through your window, even after Gemar Eichel, or you can bring it into your front door before Gemar Eichel. There's two ways to do this shtick. Either bring it through the window, or bring it through your front door before Gemar. So let's see it inside. But same, Sofik, Sofik, F, Sofik, Rabbi Yishio, Dhamma, Maram, Odma, Tvoasai. The guy could do a trick on his Tvoa, Umachnisa, Moichla. He brings it in still with its Moich, which is its chef. That's four Nigmar. Kadesh, they behem to echelos. In order, you behem to be able to eat it, there's no problem, Maiser. Pturin, Maiser. The Ain, Sofik, Moichla, yeah, Pturin, Maiser. So it's only a Sofik and a Sofik. Therefore, it's not a Raya from here that we're saying there's a Chazaka, Tupshatim. Either because, even if it's a Vada, it's Chazaka on the Chava Tuk of Maisa, or even if it's a Sofik, if a Chava Tuk of Maisa, the Maisa, it's a Sofik if it's Vada Tava, because it's very possible he brought it in, but Moitz Shalom. So if you look, very good question. Look at Rashi. Before the wide lines, he says, before the wide lines, the three lines before the wide lines, Vada dechilas keva b'deraisa lo yashchinon, which are bonon with the mitzvah. Vehem nur rabbonon lecheskes chavar letekanta dedu. Legabi's own takana, we believe the chavar, so it's not shvar.
First terence.
What?
We're
not going with that terence. Before the Mars terence, the whole kashin start. The Vada is good. There it's Vada tavel, first shot. In the second half, yeah. In the second half, even the Rabbanon, Vivadeh and Vadeh, yeah. So, in the Rabbanon, Vivadeh and Vadeh, right, exactly. Zog to Gemara, Nocha Kasha, Ain't Sofik, Moise Vadai. Is Sofik now Moise Vadai? Vatayim to Raisa, Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa Vishivchosoi, Shal Matzik Echon, Tap Man Bezim Ral. There was a story with the Shivcha, with the maidservant of a Gavra Alma of Yisrael, Havarash says. He was a strong person, a very strong minded person, and he was Yisrael. And his wife had a nafel, had a miscarriage, and they threw it, or the shifcha rather had a, not the wife, his shifcha had a miscarriage, and she threw the nafel into a bar. So ma'isa b'shifchos shematzik echav arimoyin, she tilu a nafel a bar, she threw the nafel into a bar. And so according to Rashi, it means like this, he brought the kohen, who's a chacham amayra hara, to tell him if she has to sit, you may tumma, may tyra, I want to know her status. Is she tumma or not? I want to see if it's a zachar and a keva. If it's a zachar, then it's 1 week of tumma. If it's a keva, it's 2 weeks of tumma. So they wanted to check it out. And the kohen went and leaned over the bar. Now the problem is that the nafel has tumas mates. And if the kohen goes over it and he leans over it, he's going to become tumma, which is iser daraisa. It wasn't a guy. Shivcha says Eid. Because he's a Shivcha of Yisrael. Ubal koyin vehetzitz leidam zachar mekeva. Ubal ma'is v'rechamim, ma'is kem v'rechamim v'tiru. And said that the koyin is tar. And the chulda prophet took away the nafel, so it was not there. When you leaned over the bar, the koyin didn't see anything. It was too far down. But we're not sure now if he went over a navel. But we said it's mut. You know why? Because the chulda bialas probably took it away. Vahacha the vada hitila, she for sure threw into the bar. Vada hitila navel sofik garuah sofik garuah. The sofik if the animal, this bobcat or this weasel took it away, because sofik is a vada. So what's going on over here? Why sofik is a vada? So I just want to stop here for the Gemara's teretz. Is two things. First of all, Taisus the mask of Akayin, second Taisus speaks out, Oyusakayin Shaitahaya. That Phil the Krav made him a Tamil and a Phelim. There's no way the Kayin should have been doing this job. You're right, he wants to check out Zagar Keva, but he's Sash Tumba, he's not allowed to do that. He shouldn't have even tried this. Also, I was telling that. He wasn't allowed to do that. This is a Kayin Shaita. The problem is that Rashi says he was a Chachamayra Ra. So there's now a Shaita. So what's down Rashi? So that's about another Kasha. That what's in a geya that was shivchasu shal matzik echad? Like who cares? Shivchasu shal anyone? What was the significance of being honest? Zok to aruch l'ner mesachus nida very gushmak. That why in the world does chacham ayir ra come check this out? He's a kohen. He's not a shaita. Teretz is this guy pulled him by his sleeve and schlepped him there because he's an adam anas, and therefore he pushed him to go do it. He didn't want to go do this. That's why that was the significance of that says that's a matzik. The answer is one kasha. Answer the other kasha. Gevaldik. Okay. So the Gemara, so back to the Kasha, ain't Sofik may stay Vadai. Here it's a Vadai Nafel, and a Sofik if the bobcat took it away, or the weasel took it away, and we mat him. What's Pshat? So you see, Sofik is may stay Vadai. And for the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Loi tema tila Nafel abar. Don't say she threw a Nafel into the bar. La ema tila kamin Nafel abar. She threw something that looked like a Nafel. I wasn't sure what came out exactly. Just threw it into the bar without checking it out. afraid the Gemara, but it says the Kohen came to check of Zachan Akeva. If you don't know if what it was, what's Zachan Akeva? Leidem Zachan Akevu. Ketani. The Gemara says, no, Hachkama. Leida, the Kohen was coming to check out, Imruach Apilam Nefel Atila. Was it just a Ruach, just like a sack of ear, or is it a Nefel, which is a developed baby? V'im Tim Tzulayman, Nefel Atila, if it was a Nefel that was developed, Leidem Zachan Akeva. That's what they were coming for. So therefore, it was taka suffik, was not a vada. The kasha was ain't suffik, it's a vadai. So why do you say a suffik weasel? It makes him tahar luchar. It was a vadai nefil. It was not a vadai nefil. It was suffik nefil. And you come to check out, was it a nefil or not? And if it was a nefil, it was zachan akeva. Nachatara, it's a boy saying, well, kimin shechod avadim zuyin shom. Since there are weasels and bobcats there, vadai garu. Vadai, it was slept away for vadai. So it's a vadai, not suffik vadai. So that's the second tara. So either way, that's about a fact. Ain't someone say vadai, and we have to get back to Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The next Eisvei, we are back to Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So we'll just repeat what Machlekes is, that if you find a Avodah Zarah that breaks by itself, so then the shaila is it mutter or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still also, you were not mevatla. According to Rish Lakish, it's mutter. Why? You were probably mevatla because it couldn't save itself. And we're going to continue now with Eisvei's explaining if asking kashas or a shlokish, or we'll see a kasha later on, what the halach is by broken avodah zaras.